Joined in the studio by LISD Fine Arts Director Will Burks. Welcome to the program. Thanks for getting up and coming out early this morning.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, let's talk about the All-State Band, Choir, and Orchestra people that are going to All-State. When are they leaving? What's happening this week? And then I guess we can go back and just rehash the progression of what they had to do to get there.
Sure. These guys have a busy week ahead of them. They'll all leave in the morning for San Antonio, and most of them will audition for a chair or a seat in one of the bands. They've already made one of the bands sometime, or orchestras or choirs. In some cases, they don't know which one yet, and so there'll be one last audition in San Antonio, and then they will rehearse almost nonstop until Saturday morning, and their concerts start there at the Civic Center in San Antonio.
Now, these auditions are for, is it the TMEA band?
Right.
Okay. That's Texas Music Educators Association,
right? Yes, sir.
Okay. And how many kids do we have, band, choir, and orchestra for LISD?
In LISD, we have three band kids, three orchestra kids, and six choir kids that qualified. And their audition includes, for orchestra, it includes every orchestra kid in Texas. They throw in with every orchestra student in Texas. For choir and band, it's basically the left half of Texas, Western Metroplex to El Paso.
Now, why is that?
The state is divided into seven areas. Each one has four regions in it, and ours is Region 1, which is Amarillo, Region 2, which is Western Metroplex, Region 22, which is El Paso, and Region 16, of course, which is us.
A little more difficult, I guess, for the orchestra people then?
Yeah, because they have to throw in with everybody. Yeah. They tape an audition, and then they send it in, and they have to throw in with everybody.
Wow.
Tough deal.
Yeah, it is.
Kind of interesting.
Is choir the same way?
Choir is like band, where the western half of Texas.
Yeah.
Now, what's the progression that people have to go through when they go through all this? Generally, I know the process for band, choir, and orchestra is going to be slightly different, but there are some similarities. Basically, I guess
it all starts at all region.
Right. Tryout. Well, for choir, there are about five auditions. There's an area or a zone and a pre-zone and region and area and pre-area and all that. They have an audition almost every week, it seems like. For band, they have an audition, the region audition in the fall, and then they have the area audition the first weekend back after New Year's.
Okay.
And that determines who goes to All-State.
Right. That the area audition determines who actually becomes All-Staters.
Okay. And now, Cooper, Laura being a Cooper mom and a Cooper band mom,
right,
by the way, they've got, I think, about 10
I think
kids.
They have 10 going.
Right. 10
All
going.
State.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're going to the TMEA this year, but because of the realignment, they will. No, they're
no.
No, that's the other way around.
Right. Right, that's backwards.
Okay, now what's the other one?
ATSSB, which is the Association of Texas Small School Bands. That came around about 15 years ago because we realized that our small school kids just didn't have a chance at the All-State experience.
Okay. Now, the reason why they're not going to be able to continue that next year is because of the realignment, and they're now going to be a 5A school.
Right.
That's correct.
Jumping from 3A to 5. So, yeah, that's going to put them in the category of the TMEA.
Right. It'll put them in the same classification with Lubbock High.
Right, right.
But, I really don't think that's going to affect the Cooper kids, because, Cooper's been pretty dominant.
Right. That's been an up-and-coming program for years and years, and they're really beginning to take their seat at the table. And they'll compete fine when they move into TMEA.
Yeah. John Mayo and his group over there of
that's a
band
fine
directors,
group of teachers.
Really, they are wonderful teachers, and I think they've been planning for this,
right,
the last few years,
because
they knew this was coming. So, anyway, hopefully Cooper will continue to be a contender.
Yeah. What else is going on with LISD Fine Arts?
This is a busy time for us. We just this last weekend had the first ever middle school one-act play festival. Really a great event. In the process, we're establishing a feeder program for our theater departments at the high school, something we've never really had before. Very excited about what's going on at our middle school theater programs. But coming up right after TMEA, March is Youth Art Month. And so we will have student artwork hanging at the Underwood Center and at the Glassy Alley Gallery. And this is a statewide initiative, and actually a national initiative, where we give our visual artists the credit that they are due, because they do wonderful work, and sometimes they don't get the public acknowledgement that band and choir and orchestra and our performing arts kids mm-hmm. get. Doesn't diminish the quality of the work that they're
right.
doing.
No. We have some very talented artists here.
Yes, we
young
do.
Artists.
Well, you know, I was kind of thinking that, you know, band, choir, and orchestra kids kind of get ripped off relative, you know, athletic kids, because, you know, that's more of a spectator sport for most people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess that's, does that say anything about our culture?
Yes, it does. You know, just go to a basketball game or go to a football game without the band and just see how much fun it is. You
know? Piece of crap.
The band adds a lot to your sporting events.
Well, we certainly like to be there, and it gives us an opportunity to perform and to put our kids out in front of a packed house. It's always more fun to play for an audience than it is to play for an empty hall. And there are times, particularly in the UIL process, that you're playing for three old guys sitting in the back of the hall.
And a handful of parents.
And a handful of parents who can get off work in the middle of the day.
Right.
But it's sure always more fun to play for a packed house.
Yeah, it is indeed. And it's such a learning to play an instrument, learning to read music or sing, you know, it exercises a part of the brain that you might not get otherwise.
You know, it really does. And the research is out there now. Of course, we as band directors and choir directors and orchestra directors have always known that what we do makes kids smarter. But the scholarly research is catching up and will pretty much prove at this point that if you want your test scores to go up, increase your involvement in fine arts.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really pushing very hard to get more and more kids involved in our fine arts. I realized the other day that as a part of String Fling, that our enrollment in orchestra across LISD has topped 1,000 students.
Wonderful. That's great.
Yeah, I did see that figure. That's good.
Yeah.
That's real good. Hey, at what point this weekend will the results be available?
They'll be available on the TMEA website, TMEA.org, probably Wednesday night. It might be Thursday morning before they actually get those posted, but they're pretty good. They've got technology people that are very bright and very quick.
Good. Good. We'll look forward to that. Hey, man, thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, thanks for letting me come in and talk about fine arts.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, and
congratulations to all our All-State students.
Absolutely.
And good luck.